Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Out of Hartford, students without legal immigrant status stand on the verge now of becoming eligible for tuition-supported financial aid. After a landmark House vote yesterday, undocumented students and their advocates celebrated the House gallery following the final 91-59 vote. Governor Daniel Malloy had already pledged to sign the bill after the Senate approved the legislation 30-5 a week earlier. Now, in a statement on his Facebook page yesterday, State Representative Brian Oler explained why he voted against that proposal. The FBI is offering a reward of up to $10,000 for information leading to the arrest of Stefan Alexander Barabas, a Romanian man thought to have left the U.S. in 2010, 3 years after the alleged involvement in a home invasion and attempted extortion at Ann Bass' 1,000-acre farm in South Kent. In a story in the Republican American, explained he's wanted for his alleged role and the events of April 15, 2007, where they believe Barabas had entered the home, hid in a closet until staff left late at night. Three people emerged with knives and guns, confronting Bass and her artist boyfriend, Julian Lethbridge, and tied them up, according to police. Alice Yoakum is this year's recipient of the Donald T. Warner Community Service Award, presented by the Housatonic Youth Service Bureau. A ceremony to present the award will be held Saturday at 6 p.m. at the White Hart on Undermount Road in Salisbury. The Region 1 Board of Education has a policy subcommittee meeting. That'll be held at 1:30 in the afternoon at the Central Office Conference Room. And also, the Region 1 Board of Education has a special meeting at 4:30 in the Central Office Conference Room, discussion of board goals and mission. Town of Sharon public hearing on the 2018-19 Town of Sharon budget will be Friday at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. You can get the legal notice at Town Hall or online. And the Sharon Board of Finance will have a special meeting on Friday immediately following that budget hearing at the Sharon Town Hall. On the 27th, come out and enjoy Alabama Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame member David Davis and Warrior River Boys in concert at the Dewey Hall, 91 Main Street in Sheffield. Doors open at 7, concert at 7:30. There will be refreshments online, deweyhall.org. The band Wildcat Creek, in conjunction with dance caller Eric Holloman, will be putting on a community contra dance at the Center on Main in Falls Village on Friday the 27th from 7 till 10 p.m. More information at fvct.org. You're invited for a talk by Sarah Waring on Friday at 7 p.m., Executive Director of the Center for Agricultural Economy, and Matthew Durr, President of Sterling College, a board member of the CAE. The talk will take place at the First Congregational Church in Great Barrington as part of the annual membership meeting of the Berkshire Community Land Trust and Community Land Trust in Southern Berkshires. For tickets and more information, berkshirecommunitylandtrust.org or 413-528-4472. Salisbury Forum, where ideas matter, presents Ray Suarez, Getting Ready for the Next America, The Fight Over Who'll Be, Friday, April 27th at 7:30 at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. It's free and open to the public. The South Egremont Barn, the Mammals, will be presented on April 27th with Ruth Unger and Mike Merceda. That's Mike and Ruthie, also known as that. They've reunited for a performance at a release party for their album. It will be at 8 p.m. Columbia County Household Hazardous Waste Collection Day on Saturday from 8 until noon. Residents with large quantities, pickup van loads, must contact the administrative office prior to participating, 518-828-2737. No charge for county residents. Proof of residency will be required. This will be at the Highway Garage in Greenport. April 28th in Stockbridge, Berkshire Botanical Garden has a couple of different events, transplanting shrubs and planting small ornamental trees. Learn by doing with a hands-on shrub and tree planting transplanting workshop led by Ken Goach at 9:30 in the morning. And then installing a new hive, Chris Wellens, the head beekeeper, will discuss equipment needs, installation techniques, and more at 10 a.m. More information on the web from Berkshire Botanical Garden. 28th in Monterey, the Bidwell House Museum has pre-season Art Week event. Before it officially opens for the season, visit the museum for Retracing Native Histories and the Landscape at 10 a.m. You can join the Michael J. Colucci Memorial Fund for a Taste of Spring. It is a wine and spirit tasting event. Everybody has to be 21 years of older to taste. A $10 donation includes a souvenir wine glass and sample tastings. Additional raffle tickets will be available. This will be held at the Cascade Spirit Shop, Route 22 in Amenia, and it happens from 2 until 6 p.m. Serge Matakiana's photography exhibition with artists Sandy Moore, Sarah Nesbitt, Moira Kelly, and Joel Foster is opening on Saturday the 28th from 2 to 5 p.m., followed by a potluck supper at the Rhee Institute in Millerton, New York. That show will be closing on May 26th. April 28th, the Cornwall Library presents author Andrea Barrett discussing her new book, Visionary Women, featuring stories of Jane Jacobs, Rachel Carson, Jane Goodall, and Alice Waters at 5 p.m. There'll be a lasagna feast on Saturday at the Craryville Firehouse on Route 7 in Craryville, New York. Doors open at 5, sponsored by the Craryville United Methodist Church. Take out or eat in lasagna, meat or veggie, salad, roll, an assortment of desserts and beverages. Tickets are sold at the door. For more information, contact Pastor Bonnie Snyder at 518-965-1668 or Barbara at 518-325-4454. On April 28th, These Shining Lives, Melanie Marsh's play based on a true story of four women who worked in a watch factory in the 1920s, required to paint the faces of watches and clocks with radium, which was seen as a miracle element that could cure all illnesses. Of course, the play dramatizes the peril the women faced in the workforce. It's presented by the Aglet Theatre Company at Dewey Hall in Sheffield at 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. April 28th, Annandale on Hudson, Bard College, writer Susan Orlean and actor Sarah Tite host a live edition of podcast The Crybabies with guest Malcolm Gladwell at Fisher Center at 7:30. April 29th, Sheffield Racebrook Lodge Jazz Brunch, Wanda Houston, Brunch at the Stagecoach Tavern by Chef Laura Barkin at Live Rhythm, Blues, Jazz, and Soul with Wanda from 11 until 2. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 59.70 to 24,083.83 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7,003.74 and the S&P 500 at 2,639.40. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.